Cayman Finance responds to the State of Tax Justice 2020 report. Details from Radio Cayman's April Cummings.
A statement from Cayman Finance says Tax Justice Network's, quote, distorted interpretations of the Cayman Islands statistics get more inaccurate, farther from the facts, and less believable. The financial services industry organization says just last month, in fact, the European Union completed an exhaustive multi-year review of the Cayman Islands tax-neutral regime, finding it to be transparent, consistent with good tax governance, and without the existence of harmful tax regimes. Cayman Finance says despite enormous pressure from critics to blacklist the Cayman Islands, the EU drew conclusions based on the facts, which is something it says the Tax Justice Network has not done. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
And the Quarantine at Home program is extended to Cayman Brac. Details from CIGTV's Donna Bush.
Travelers residing in Cayman Brac and Little Cayman are now permitted to quarantine at their residence. The Cayman Islands government extended the option to the sister islands based on the success of the pilot program here in Grand Cayman. Consequently, sister island residents who meet the established criteria will be able to spend the mandatory 14-day quarantine period at home, provided they agree to wear monitoring technology and have their homes and their homes have been pre-approved by public health. Now, if they reside with other people, all members of the household will be quarantined at the same time and are subject to the same requirements as the traveler. To facilitate the program's implementation in the sister islands, the process currently in place in Grand Cayman will be replicated in Cayman Brac, but on a smaller scale, and will be managed by the Ministry of District Administration. There is one difference. Travelers will not be transported to their homes via authorized transportation. Instead, they will be permitted to self-drive in their private vehicles and will be accompanied to their respective residences by an enforcement vehicle to ensure that stops are not made along the way. Now, travelers quarantining at home on all three Cayman Islands are asked to allow 24 to 72 hours for the offboarding process, which includes receipt of the negative test results at the end and removal from the monitoring dashboard, as well as the return of the monitoring equipment.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Justine Green. The handover from Donald Trump to Joe Biden has officially begun, 3 weeks after the US presidential election. In a tweet in which he referred to the best interest of the country, Mr. Trump acknowledged that the transition had started. Mr. Biden's team will now have access to federal funds and officials. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, has called for an immediate ceasefire in Afghanistan and warned that any move to set up an Islamic emirate there would affect the bloc's support. Addressing an aid conference, Mr. Borrell said the ceasefire should run alongside the ongoing peace process rather than be a result of it. United Nations aid workers have warned that emergency relief supplies are running out in the Ethiopian region of Tigray after weeks of fighting there. A spokesman for the UN Humanitarian Affairs Agency said it had been blocked from sending staff or supplies. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen has attacked Houthi targets after the rebels launched missiles at an oil facility in Saudi Arabia. The coalition says it destroyed five naval mines planted by the Iranian-backed group in the Red Sea. Three members of a drugs cartel in northern Mexico have been arrested as part of an investigation into an attack which killed nine members of a Mormon family last year. One of those detained is thought to be a leader of the La Línea gang. The Serbian Orthodox cleric who led the funeral service on Sunday of Patriarch Irinay, who died with COVID-19, has himself contracted the disease. State media in Serbia said Bishop David of Krusevac has been admitted to hospital in Belgrade. An Indian Netflix programme, Delhi Crime, has won the Best Drama Series prize at the International Emmy Awards. The drama focuses on the police investigation into the aftermath of a gang rape of a young woman in Delhi. The incident sparked a nationwide outrage. BBC News.